To understand the scope of this project, it helps to know that St. David's is no little roadside chapel. The Episcopal Church in downtown Austin fills up a whole city block. It provides your typical church services and then some. Terry Nathan is the parish administrator.
We have a coffee shop. We have a restaurant. We have a preschool for children.
There's a gift shop and bookstore.
The better part of our basement is dedicated to a homeless center.
The church keeps a staff of caterers for its side business hosting events.
We have a parking garage that is available for commercial use.
All that takes electricity. So about 10 years ago, church members got the idea to put solar panels on the parking garage. They didn't take the plunge until last year. That's when interest rates, improved technology, and government rebates all came together.
We had a window of opportunity that actually let us create a rather significant solar project.
And they were in Austin, probably one of the most progressive, solar-friendly cities in Texas. So Nathan felt a little shock when people at the city-owned electric utility told him the project was not allowed.
I brought the Austin Energy people in together and said, what can we do? And basically they said, not much.
The problem? At production of around 150 kilowatts, the church's proposal was too big. In the end, church allies at City Hall convinced Austin Energy not to pull the plug, but that took some tricky engineering.
It is a question for Austin Energy, unfortunately. I am not a technician in this regard at all.
So I called.
I'm Clayton Stice. I'm a power engineer with Austin Energy in the system engineering group.
Stice says it goes back to the way cities set up electric grids in downtown areas. Downtown networks are often separated from the rest of the city to ensure protection for densely populated, commercially important parts of town.
The issue this causes is that for safety, the system is designed so that power can only flow to the customer. So if there's any backfeeding power, then the circuit trips and opens up and cuts off power to that facility.
The St. David's solar plan was so big that on days when there's plenty of sun but not much need for AC, it could create more electricity than the church needs. That would send electricity back to the grid where it would register as a malfunction. It could not only cut off power to the building, but over time damage equipment, putting the downtown network at risk.
Other cities have tried putting these larger solar systems in effect, and those systems are all sized to be smaller than the annual minimum load.
The fix was to create a system that will decrease the amount of electricity produced during those days when the panels make more than the church needs. Bennett Ford, with the project's contractor Meridian Solar, says it was strange to work to reduce the project's capacity.
You never like to curtail a solar system. That's free energy from the sun, and if it's not going to be used here on site, we'd like it to go to the next-door neighbors and be used there.
Ford hopes that will come with time, but with the new controls in place, the project could at least move forward. And on a recent day, he watched as cranes took positions at the church. He says if all goes well, the project can serve as an example not just for other buildings in downtown Austin, but for other cities as well.
We're trying to lead the way and show other utilities, we in partnership with Austin Energy, how this can be done.
Austin Energy says it's already getting calls from other cities, but urges patience. It will take at least a couple years of monitoring St. David's before the city has a clear sense of how well the system works from a technical and economic standpoint. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.